Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get up, get up, get up. It's a get up show.
Welcome, worldwide internet listening family. It's the Simon Says podcast, and we're the Get Up Show. It's number 42. 42.
We did it. We did it, Brian.
I can't believe it. I remember when 42 seemed so old.
Yeah.
About that. So, welcome to the podcast. Rainy days here where we are. I don't know where you are in the world, but, you know, we all get lazy and sleepy on rainy days. It's all I can do to keep these two awake. I'll just go ahead and warn you right now. I'm Sean. That's Charlie and Maddie.
I could nap at any time.
I did nap just a minute ago.
Do you guys want the wrestling story up front, or do you guys want to get into some other stuff first?
What was that? Yeah, you was from last time you said something about your meeting with a wrestler?
Wasn't me. Oh. So it's not a me story. It's a friend story, but I can't remember. It was a offshoot of something else we were talking about.
Was it still real to him, damn it?
Yeah, it was. And it got real, real. So this friend of mine, Matt, he was a cop, and he was living with this other cop, Mike. Mike and Matt, the cops, and they lived together. And okay. Matt had been a really close friend of mine when we were kids. Isn't that weird how you have friends and you grow apart, and when you're kids, you're inseparable, and you're always together, and you're almost like second children to their parents and stuff like that. And then you grow up, and they're just poof, they're gone, and you only run into each other, and you only interact by accident at certain times in life, like at reunions, or you see them at a restaurant. Isn't that weird how that happens?
Yeah, but like you spent every minute with them for like 5 years.
Remind me to tell you a funny story about that.
So, what do you think that is? I think some of that is because, you know, people are just animals, but we're more advanced. Like animals only instinctually look for food and to procreate because that's what they need. And because of us being more advanced animals, we have broader and deeper needs. And so in the same way that animals forage and hunt for their food, we go for what we need. And perhaps we have friends who give us what we need for a certain time. And then we move on to other people in our lives to get what we need, you know?
Yeah.
But it's odd how that happens, like when you're kids. Mm-hmm. Where like it's, you know, your best friend, you spend all your time with them and nothing really happened. Right. Just all of a sudden you're like, wow, I don't hang out with them anymore. And you didn't even notice it as it was going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, here, let me just throw this in there real quick because it's very relatable to this in that I have my best friend, John, growing up. And that's the guy when he went to UNCG. And so when he graduated, we graduated the same year. He's like, I'm going back down to North Carolina. You want to come too? And I'm like, sure. So we lived together for a bunch of years, and then he ended up moving to Raleigh. So he's still around here, but we only text every once in a while. Mm-hmm. So when I went to go get my back shot, they were going through my stuff, and they gave me my phone number, and I'm like, that's weird. That's like where I used to work, like what the restaurant I used to work at back in the day, Old Town. Mm-hmm. And then is your emergency contact still John? You know,
like, wow. Oh, wow. Really?
I'm like, when was the last time I was here? So I sent him a text and I was like, you're my emergency contact.
Good to know.
That's so cool though, man.
Yeah.
Did you hear back from him?
Yeah. He said he's going to come bring me some chicken fingers.
He said, don't call me anymore. No.
Well, see, that doesn't happen. You know, when you do run into these friends that have cycled out for a while and then you do reconnect, it's not like, why the hell are you contacting me?
No. As long as nothing bad happened, like you're still there, like, you know, like the two girls that were in my neighborhood when I was growing up, they, you know, unfortunately one of them passed away, but the other one, when I see her, she's just like, oh my God, it's so great to see you and all kinds of stuff. So.
We were actually supposed to go to a Rage Against the Machine concert this year, but we all know how that worked out. So,
yeah. Okay, so Matt and I were friends when we were kids, and then we grew up and grew apart, and he's a cop, and he's living with Mike the cop. And so Matt worked the overnight shift in the police department, and he's sleeping. So he's fast asleep, and the phone rings at Matt and Mike's house, and it wakes him up. And he's grumpy, and he answers it. And the person on the other end of the phone goes, hey, where's Mike? And Matt goes, not here. Click, hangs up. Okay, so he's trying to go back to sleep. A little while later, phone rings again. Hey, where's Mike? I told you, he's not here. Hung up again. Little while later, phone rings again. Matt says, look, Mike's not here, and I'm sleeping. Hangs up again. So the person calls back yet again. And he says, the person on the other end of the phone tells Matt, look, maybe I just need to come on by there. And Matt goes, okay, you do that. And he goes back to sleep. So some time passes, and then there's a knock at the door. So he gets up out of his sleep and goes to the door, and standing there at the door, just having gotten out of a limousine, is the nature boy, Ric Flair. Yep.
What? And that's who was calling?
Yeah, he was calling looking for Mike, I guess. Somewhere along the way, Mike had done some security for him or something, and the nature boy just happened to be driving in the area and was going to pop in and say hello and surprise him.
Oh.
Yeah. And so there's your Ric Flair wake-up
story. Wait. Did Mike ever find out that Ric Flair came by? Or is it still like, no, man, I told you he's not here?
Yeah. Did he try to take on the nature boy and he get the justice that I
think there was a figure four there on the stoop. But yeah, isn't that crazy? Isn't that a crazy story? Not my story. It's Matt's story. I hope I got all that right. But, you know, will I ever hear from him again? So are we Generation X?
Yes, all three of us are.
What's the age range? Because I've had a fight about it.
Well, your wife is wrong. Because We are all smack dab in the middle of it. Like, we're not even questionable. She's actually questionable. But the age range is if you were born between 1965 and 1980. And the 80 is kind of questionable. To me, I think it's anybody who was in their teenage years in the 80s. That really, because all the Gen X stuff is the stuff that we all really relate to.
Okay.
See, to me, it was the teenager in the 90s. Because that's where I was. Because
you're not that. I mean, you're barely. You were a teenager in the late 80s. You started then anyway.
Technically, yes.
Yeah.
So what are the words that Gen Xers used?
Well, some of them you'll be like, oh, heck yeah. There's a couple I'm questionable about. But they said words or phrases that Gen X made popular. Mm-hmm. Take a chill pill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's gnarly.
Oh, yes.
I think gnarly was older, but we glommed onto it. I think that was
like Ninja Turtles, and the other one was because of Bart Simpson.
I think those came around before Bart started saying them, but maybe not. We'll delve down into their origins later. Headbanger, that was a big one in the 80s.
Yeah, from Headbanger's Ball.
Ricky Rackman.
Yep, and also yuppie. You never heard of a yuppie before the 80s.
Yep.
Okay.
Diss.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and my friend Scott always would say, disc. Are you discing me, man?
I am, sir.
Don't be discing me.
Go check the deadbolt.
Now, this one I think is more 90s. I attribute it more to Gwen Stefani. It's hella. Like, oh, hella God, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so 90s.
Yeah, that's funny, too. That's a lot of California stuff that you didn't realize that was huge out west, but then because of everything else, kind of trickled up to the East Coast.
Took a long time to get to my little town of Washington, Indiana. Yeah. Tripping. Don't be tripping, man.
Again, that was a hippie word that we glommed onto. That was a holdover. Yeah.
When you not the word rock, and not meaning like rock and roll or an actual stone, it means like, this rocks, man. That's so cool. This rocks. That we started that in the 80s. Dude, of course, the widespread usage of that word that can mean all kinds of things. That's one of my favorite words.
All the way back to the old West.
That's one of my favorite words ever, though.
Yeah,
and to the max.
You know, it's funny because my cousin used to say that something was sweet. Like, oh, that's real sweet, whatever. And we're like, what is that? What are you even saying? That's stupid. And then next thing you know, that was everywhere. Like, stuff was sweet. Like, oh, that's a sweet ride. That's a sweet this.
We said tough, and meaning that, like, either a good-looking guy, oh, he's so tough, or a sweet car, oh, it's tough. Like, we use tough a lot.
I knew a guy who always said banging, and he would use it sometimes three times in a sentence.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds pretty banging. That ought to be banging. You guys are banging. Yeah. I mean, this is going to be banging.
Maybe what we need to do is to bring some of this stuff back and really hammer it back, because the new terms.
Like,
oh,
what?
Oh,
see, now I'm blanking on some of them, but it's like.
See, I don't think there are any. I don't think that the new generation, they don't have their own thing, man. They're
using
our
stuff. The kid just said something the other day, and I was like, I don't know what that means.
So, like, I know one, sus. That's like a hot new one from that game Among Us, but everyone's talking about, you're sus.
Oh, that means like you're suspect.
Yeah.
Okay, I get that.
Did you finesse that for me, or you finessed me? Like, that means you took it from me?
Gosh, I wish he was here, because there was something that he said the other day, and I was like, you got to tell me what that means, because I don't know where you're going right now.
See, I like the finesse. See, I have not been exposed to these, and I think that you're telling me that kids are cooler than I thought. How do I find these?
Don't you dare say that. It's like, you know, that was the other. Well, then it was like saying that a meme is an actual video. It's not a picture. I got no fight over that. I generally I'm called elderly all the time, and I'm 45.
But you're not. Dude, you're the young one out of this group. You're talking about the 90s, you know, being your time, and I was grown in the
90s. We were actual legal adults by the 90s.
I had a serious moment the other day. I was telling you about it, Sean, but I was watching the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, and Nine Inch Nails got inducted, and I did the math back. That the first album came out in 89 and I was 15. And I remember I listened to that thing so much. Like, I remember driving around, well, obviously when I was 16, driving around and like what I was doing when I was listening to it. And I can't believe it was that long ago.
Okay. So some of the current slang words that the kids of today are using, extra, to be extra.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
To be unnecessarily dramatic.
I've heard that.
Mm-hmm. Period.
No, I don't know that.
Period. I don't want to hear anything else about what I'm doing wrong until you find ways to get yourself right. Period.
Oh, that's just putting extra emphasis on a period.
That sounds like you're saying it wrong.
Yeah.
Snatched. Do you know what snatched is?
When you take something from someone?
Oh, that outfit is snatched. You look so good.
Oh.
You didn't know about that one.
No. Mm-mm.
What about wig?
Oh, don't wig out?
Wig out?
No. Wig means something is so amazing.
It does?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like if, I can't think of one of those TikTokers' names. If Charlie D'Amelio posts something, your comment is wig.
Like, I know, like, lit and fleek and.
Those are old, bruh. Those are so old. Granddad.
Fleek is super old. Okay, Grandpa.
So see, that's the thing. It changes so fast. And I don't listen to, I don't listen to what the kids are listening to.
Big yikes. Y'all don't know about big yikes.
When you're really upset about something?
Or scared?
It's a bigger version of yikes.
Yeah.
I like the idea of that, just adding big.
I like that, yeah. Oh, dude, big yikes.
You know, I do know that one because you're big stupid.
I like it.
I hear that a lot.
Fit. I've heard this one. Your fit is bold. I like your fit. I've heard that. And first I thought, does that mean that my clothes are properly fitting me? No, that's short for outfit. I like your outfit. Your fit is bold.
Got it.
Isn't that cool? See, now y'all can use some of the fire. Of course, you know about fire. Yeah. You've heard you old folks know about fire. You can use that one. What about cap or no cap?
When I was in college and we were like trying to decide to wear a hat or no hat to go out to the bar.
No, capping, if you cap, you're like, lying. And no cap, if you say no cap, that means I'm telling you the truth. No cap.
Oh, hey. It's like we're learning a new language here.
See? You know what shade is. You know about throwing shade.
Oh, sure. Right. Yeah.
Flexing. You know about flexing.
Yeah, that's just like kind of showing off.
Big flex. I just got a job promotion. Big flex. Yeah. going off. Has that changed?
Like when you just read the riot act to someone?
Go off can be used to encourage a choice or to support a rant or ridiculous behavior that's already occurred, usually meant humorously. Often the phrase, I guess, follows it. Go off, I guess.
I like the way you're saying it, too, because you reading like, the definition sounds exactly how I feel like when I say it.
He's reading it like one of those old-timey news reporters that's like everything's real serious and matter of fact.
What about Luke, L-E-W-K? You don't know about Luke.
No.
It's look.
Yeah,
it's your look. Your
very good.
But it's extra.
I like thick with two C's.
Oh, here's one. Here's one that confuses me because I hear people using it low key because sometimes they get these mixed up, low key and high key, and they mix them like low key, slightly, secretly, modestly, discreetly, and they use it out of context. Like they mix up high key and low key. Have you heard that?
No.
Although they'll be like, I was low key going off.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that doesn't really.
Ooh. Salty has come back about being a little bit angry about stuff.
Oh, I love that one.
That one actually is great.
Salty.
I'm always
God. That reminds me when I used to hang out in Miami, they had a whole different thing going too. Like, bro, I was so salty. That dude embarcated on me.
Huh?
That means he was mad because his boys left him at the party. They embarcated.
Well, that's like anywhere has their own. I mean, that's like growing up in New Hampshire. You know, I was wicked pissed. And that doesn't mean I wasn't angry. I was super drunk.
Really drunk.
I was out of my tree.
You guys know about spilling the tea?
Oh yeah.
That's giving the gossip.
Spill it. Sip it. Yeah.
You know about being thirsty?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We say that to my dog all the time.
He's desperate?
Yeah, he's super thirsty. He's constantly hanging out. Like, his worst nightmare is when we clean out the fridge and you have to throw out some food. He stands there. It's one of the little ones. He stands up, like, next to the trash can, just staring at it. And he's like, you're being super thirsty, Finn.
And
No, that's not a thing. That's stupid.
I think that's gone, too. I think that had a quick moment, and it's gone.
This phrase is also very versatile, but it is mostly a filler expression of excitement. When used, people do not know what else to say or how to transition into a new phrase. It's popular among VSCO girls who use it to express their excitement.
It's nonsense, but I think the whole VSCO girl thing is kind of dying too, isn't it?
Not for me, damn it.
It's still real me. I got my hydro flask.
I got my water bottle.
So have you guys done any of your shopping, man? I got a thing going on this year that I don't know what I'm going to end up having to do. I just saw the story that kids love a real Christmas tree, and I can tell you that that is for real, the truth, because I'm really thinking that this is the year I'm going to get an artificial tree, because every year I'm scratching at death's door, my eyes are swollen shut. And I can't breathe. I'm like, what happened to me?
Sounds
what
like a wonderful holiday season.
It's the dang Christmas tree every year. And I love supporting the Wagoners. And I love having a real tree and that smell. But it kills me to death. And I told my daughter the last, 6 years, this is the year we're getting a fake tree. No. It won't be Christmas. No.
What if you put some like air fresheners or maybe a couple of like real tree boughs in there? Or just, something.
Yeah, boughs. Go get some boughs and some some words. Wreaths or a garland or something that's real. I've done that before to get the Christmas tree smell without all the hassle of an actual tree.
I got a Judy garland. Real drunk.
Nice.
It's over the rainbow. Yeah, we
mother.
We'll still probably do the. I was at like At Home, and they had one of those skinny trees, and that is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
What do you mean?
It's just it's a pole. It's like pole was. It looks. You know what it looks like? It looks like when they put up the stupid pine tree. It's a cell tower, and they're like, "No, it's a tree." What are you talking about?
Yeah. To fool
the birds. Do you mean the pencil tree, or do you mean the actual like ridiculous pole?
No, stupid.
Because I had a pencil tree, which is just a really skinny but shaped like a Christmas tree. But when I lived in a small apartment.
Yeah, no.
You
this
ever
was
think about how
down.
Bad we ruined the lives of all the wildlife out there with our stupid fake trees and, you know?
Oh yeah, that's why I don't get one with the fake trees or with the real trees.
No, I'm talking about the fake trees out there. Like Maddie's talking about those cell phone towers that make look like pine trees, and the birds are flying.
I didn't think that was because of the bird. I thought that was because people didn't want to look at a cell tower, and they're like, "Fine, it's a tree."
But what's so funny about it is it's like they stick up 10 feet taller than the tree line. So you're like, okay, that looks exactly, I never would have known.
And you get something up that tall, higher than everything else. There's a spot on Battleground going out of Greensboro towards Summerfield where there's some towers out there.
Yeah.
And they're taller than everything. And two, they're on a hill. And that has become the world's biggest buzzard magnet because they love to be up at the highest point so they can see everything. And that's what we've done is we've made some really beautified buzzard magnets. But the other thing is animals are supposed to be intrinsically smart and know what to do, but we have screwed up the whole world for animals. I was telling the story the other day about a beautiful woodpecker. I try to look out for woodpeckers because they just seem like they know what's going on. You know, they have those hard heads and they can bang on a tree with their face. And I have respect for that. But I was
you can
was
too. It's just not the same.
Yeah, you know, I can do that once. But I was outside the building when I worked in Virginia Beach, and I kept hearing this banging and clanging, and I was like, where is this? Somebody's working on something, and I'm looking around, I'm trying to find it. I'm like, where is this? Who's working on what? And I realize it's a poor, dumb woodpecker on a metal light pole on the very top, banging and banging on the light pole on the top, you know, the dome thing? He's on the top of that. Banging on the top of that, trying to get something out of that. And I'm like, poor, dumb woodpecker.
That's
we
on
did
him.
That. No, we did
well,
that.
No,
I thought they had like a, you know, a sense of smell or something so that they were able to detect that there were worms in a tree before they just sat there and banged on it.
Dude. You know, some other smarty bird smeared worms on the top of that light
bulb. Oh,
just like with people.
The bully birds.
Look, you have our smart woodpeckers in human life and our bang your face on a metal pole woodpeckers in humans as well. I think he's just not the brightest bulb in the bunch.
There's a cheese advent calendar. I think it's at Aldi.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do it? Would you eat that much cheese? I mean, I love cheese, but I don't know if I would. Like, by the time you get to about December 15th, wouldn't you be like, oh, God,
well,
man.
No. It depends. Are they little, like, Baby Bell-sized chunks of cheese, or are they, like, big blocks?
No, it's like 3 pounds every day, and you have to finish it or Christmas is canceled.
No, it's not.
I'm pulling it. It's still coming.
I've never had an advent calendar.
Have you not? Not even the little toys in it and stuff?
No. We didn't do that growing up, and then I've just never gotten on board with buying one.
That's like the one that's wine. But I understand that people drink wine every day.
But so also, with that one, I didn't realize it's not full bottles. I think if it's the one I saw, it was like half bottles. But they do have a full bottle one.
That would be expensive and dangerous, I feel.
Only if I'm trying to catch up.
Nah, you drink a bottle of wine when you drink wine. You don't.
No, I don't.
You don't?
I thought you were a bottle. Oh, no. Not ever since I started doing the morning show. I've got to be able to get out of bed the next day. No, I do. Just like last night, I opened a bottle and maybe had two glasses out of it. No, it lasts a few days.
That's how I am with bourbon.
a few days.
Yeah. Is that bad?
And I don't drink it every day either.
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, me neither. Huh?
Yeah, right.
So anyway, about this cheese advent calendar, tell me more about that.
I've gotten onto this buffalo wing cheese from this place in Wisconsin, Gardeners of Wisconsin. Another one of those dang Facebook pop-up ads that I'm a sucker, man, because I'll see something on the Facebook pop-up ad, and this is, I can't even tell you how many of those things I've bought now, but it's buffalo wing flavored cheese, and it is so good that I cannot ever not have it now.
What is the cheese itself?
I think, I don't know.
It's probably it's like a cheddar or something.
It's a cheddar or a jack or a...
It's a hard, it's a not hard, hard cheese, no. But more firm. No.
But it's so
it's
good.
It's not creamy.
No. No, but it's so good, and it's like a meal in itself. And so then I'm like, I'm an idiot for paying this much for it and the shipping and everything. But it's brilliant. They ship it with dry ice in this little cooler bag. And so then mm-hmm. you get to keep the cooler bag, and you're like trying to find things to put in it. Like, this is a big boy purse. But... I found another chicken wing cheese, and I'm like watching it every day, watching the tracking, like, oh my God, is it going to come today? This is what my life has become.
Yeah, I'm still watching my clothes try to get here from China that I thought I was ordering from France.
We're
they fooled me. They fooled me.
My new game is ordering things, forgetting all about it, and then I get an email like, hey, remember when you ordered that thing? Because you were asking like about how our Christmas shopping was going. Like, I forgot I'd ordered something, and then it showed up. I was like, hey, I guess I'll figure out how to gift this.
Do you guys think you're going to do as big a Christmas this year as you normally do? Because I say every year I'm going to scale it back. Like, we would talk about that among the family. Like, we're not doing as much this year. We're going to do fewer things this year.
We started that last year, and I think we're doing the same thing. Plus, the kids are older, so it's less knickknacks.
Well, it's getting more like among the families where instead of feeling like you have to buy every kid in the family a present or whatever, like the kids draw names, the adults draw names, whatever kind of stuff. So you don't have to spend so much, especially on people that you like have no idea what to get for them.
Yeah, it's funny because now the kids are like, I was laughing because the boy did his wish list, and I like the way he categorized it. It's like, it starts with, I really, 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 really want, and then it was like, I really, really, really want, and then I want, you know, like it goes down.
Oh, and then really? These things would be okay, too. I like that,
smart.
Though.
That's smart.
Well, yeah, at the same time, though, it's like, it's like electronics. So I think I'm scrolling further down the list.
Electronics, hot toothpicks.
There was something on there. I laughed because he had this thing on there, and I'm like, bro, you realize like I looked it up online, it's not even available until May. Is that he's like, yeah, I think it already sold out. I'm like, was it already out, or is it something that hasn't even been released yet? So I'm like, that might be a talk about a gift that keeps on giving months.
When's
and
his
months
birthday?
Well, that's the thing, that's his birthday is, so you know, never know.
So what about Thanksgiving? Have you guys made a Thanksgiving plan yet?
I don't want to talk about Thanksgiving.
No.
I'm kind of bummed. Because that's like my favorite. And now we found out that even the family's not doing, like our local family isn't doing anything just because of some exposures and this and that.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. And so it's just going to be the four of us. So it's going to be my wife and our kids. And so, and she's kind of bummed. And I'm trying to rally the troops, but it's also my favorite thing. So I think we're going to try some different stuff this year, like things that normally wouldn't fly at a traditional Thanksgiving.
Like but stuffed shells?
Yeah.
But if nobody's coming over, it's just kind of another meal. I mean, you're making the traditional foods, but I mean, you could do that on any given Tuesday. If you don't have any guests at all coming, it's just, I don't know. I don't like it.
I'm still going to go hard in the paint because that's what I do.
Of course, that's my holiday.
And it's right by my birthday. So it's like, yeah, my birthday dinner.
It's still the day. It's still the thing. It's still the feeling. And it's still there for what it is. It's about the love. And it's about being thankful. And it doesn't matter who's there. And this will be a year that's different from every year that you've ever had a Thanksgiving on your whole life. This will be one that you'll never forget. And then in years to come, when you're wrapped up in those huge crowds and you're getting your one little spoonful of the corn pudding because everybody else got it before you, you'll think back to that tiny Thanksgiving where it was just the few people and you'll think, dang, that was kind of nice. you know?
Yeah. No, I always liked, see, growing up, we had it at my aunt and uncle's house, and we had a house full of people. I mean, they've told us, I think one year the most they had was like close to 50. But they even had like the spouses' families would come. At one point, my grandpa, his current wife, and his previous two wives were all there.
Nice.
It's like,
that's a party.
Yeah, like it was a big deal. And then as, you know, people passed away and then the kids grew up and everybody started doing their own thing, it's really dwindled down and it's actually gotten kind of sad. And so this year I think is kind of making it go, and we're not going home. My aunt and uncle are older and she had some health problems earlier in the year, so she's kind of being real cautious, which is understandable. But it just, this year, it's just not the same. I miss my old school Thanksgiving so much.
But your Thanksgiving this year will be the kids in your life's old school Thanksgiving one day. So you rise to the occasion and you make it super special now. That's what it's all about. It's all about feelings, man. It's just one day that's special from every other day. There's a book and talking about your huge crowded house full of people. That there's nothing like that. And there's a cool book that it's gotten harder to find. Are you guys familiar with the book Always Room for One More?
No.
Mm-mm.
What's a book?
It's based on an old Scottish song, I think, but it's basically, it's raining and this guy is at his little house and people keep coming by and they're like, can we come in? And he says, yeah, there's always room for one more, always room for one more. And they keep coming and keep coming and keep coming. I won't spoil it for you, but it's that whole thing, that whole vibe of a house full. And
then they all got the Rona because there was more than 10 people inside.
The fire marshal showed up and there weren't enough exits. And
so I got this email from my insurance people. This is what you're supposed to do if you are going to have your traditional Thanksgiving. Here's what you're supposed to do. And you got to start right now. You need to, and everyone who is going to be at your Thanksgiving, have a 2-week quarantine.
Yeah.
Starting right now.
Yeah, you have to, the 13th, which is Friday.
Mm-hmm. Start your 2-week quarantine. Avoid any crowded areas if you are traveling to get to Thanksgiving. Any rest stops, you know, Maddie, you love to have fun at those rest stops.
That's the best part of a road trip.
I know, and you always make it
$2.
I know.
So avoid crowded rest areas. They say here to wear gloves while you're pumping gas on your trips. I hadn't been doing that.
No.
Sanitizer.
Yeah.
Think about getting your groceries delivered because, you know, Thanksgiving in grocery stores, it does get pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Especially when they get those dang turkeys down to 19 cents a pound and we're making money.
Still looking.
I saw 29 at Food Lion the other day.
Shut up.
Did you?
Yep. Oh, you win so far. Oh my God. Charlie's in the lead.
Oh, my God.
I got to go right now.
Yeah, I got to go. And then the other thing that they're saying a lot of people are doing is virtual Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Zoom calls and stuff.
We're going to end up doing that because my family's up in New Hampshire and my sister's in Massachusetts and my grandparents are in Florida and that old thing. But
and limes in the coconut. And
yeah.
And the bread pan.
Shake it all up.
But now my only thing this year that's going to be new, and I've been doing the light balls. And so I've decided Thanksgiving has kind of become when the balls come out.
Good.
And my neighbor, my neighbor across the street came out and he's like, hey, you know, I really enjoyed your balls. Could, you know, maybe could you help show me how to
put up?
It's not that funny.
Your
this
balls?
Is a tech. Come on. Don't take it there. I'm trying to have a tender moment here with my neighbor.
Yeah.
With
a
couple, your balls.
Couple men, you know, a couple gentlemen talking about their balls.
Talking about your balls.
But I told him I'd help him with his balls. So,
wow. He must be a really close neighbor.
Yeah, he's nice. He's a nice guy. Shout out to Chip.
You know, Charlie, I hope that you find that your small Thanksgiving is just incredible, that your house is so full of love that you realize you didn't need a crowd, and that next year when things are back to normal, you think, dang, I kind of missed that tiny Thanksgiving. Because
I see what you're saying, but I also, I'm really, really missing my Indiana family because I haven't seen anybody in a really long time.
I'm same
so
way. Yeah.
I'm having a bit of a moment with dealing with that.
Family. That's, in general, yeah. It's been a year since I've seen my parents.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's the biggest part. Yeah, my parents and my sister, I've never gone this long. And I've lived in North Carolina since 97.
Same.
So, but hey, I always got the balls to look forward to.
Exactly. You and your neighbors just putting up the balls.
Oh, God. And my balls.
And you put those up, and so many people enjoy those. People that you'll never hear from. Thousands of people ride by there and look at your balls.
It's true.
Yeah. Everybody's looking
at it. Everybody enjoys your balls, Maddie.
Quick pro tip. I found some exciting new colors for my balls online, and I've been ordering lights like crazy.
Oh, wait. I'm going to do a quick search of multicolored balls.
Oh, careful. Make sure your safe search is on.
Are we about at time?
Yeah,
yes, sir.
I think so.
Thanks so much. Listen, if everything goes okay, we'll do this again sometime next week. Be sure that you subscribe and like and rate and have happy days. Don't let it get you down, man, because things are looking up. We're hearing good news. We're hearing good things, and everything's going to be all right.
Yep,
it's just like
crossed.
The three little birds. Three little birds told you that.
Yep, and then they pooped in my car.
Charlie, you got any final thoughts?
Have a gnarly week. I'm bringing that back.
Maddie?
About my balls, the blue balls aren't as stunning as, say, like a pink ball, just so you know.
That's pretty much the...
Blue balls don't show up very good.
Next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.